Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, we're back. It is Marks and Reese. We're playing In the Envelope today. We put a 76ers center in the envelope. You're playing for a $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card. Head to Rita's for all your favorite delicious frozen treats. Rita's Water Ice. All right, so you're going to ask a yes or no question. We will give the answer, and then you'll get a guess at who the center is. The first person to get it right will win. We'll start with Jason calling from Medford, New Jersey. Jason, what's your question?
Did he play in the 2010s?
Did he play in the 2010s? See, he did.
Nerlens Noel?
Is it Nerlens Noel, Jack?
No.
It is not. Chuck Springfield. Chuck, what's your question?
Is he over 7 feet tall?
He is over 7 feet tall.
I am not. 2010.
And what he said was, did he play in the 2010s, right? And that's how I heard it.
Yes.
Justin in Havertown. Justin, what's your question?
Hey, did he play after 2015?
Did he play for the Sixers after 2015?
Yeah, for the Sixers after 2015.
He did not.
He did not. Shit.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Let's go to Mike in Delco. Mike, what's your question?
Did he play Doug Collins?
Did he play for Doug Collins? He did play for Doug Collins.
Is it Andrew Bynum?
Is it Andrew Bynum, Jack? No! Let's go to Ben. Ben is in South Jersey. Ben, what's your question?
I wasn't asking if he played for Doug Collins, but I'm gonna ask a different player. Was it Spencer Hawes?
Was it Spencer Hawes, Jack? It's Spencer Hawes! Congratulations, Ben. Thank you for listening. Hang on a second. Enjoy that $25 Arena's Water Ice. Spencer Hawes, as Matt Court would say. Spencer Hawes played parts of four seasons for the Sixers. The longest tenure of his career was with the Sixers.
Yeah.
Averaged 10 points a night with 7 rebounds.
I like Spencer Hawes this last year.
Him randomly getting hot from three was
awesome.
Must-see TV.
Oh, man, he became a three-point shooter.
He did. He did. His 2013-14 season, he shot 41% from threes. And then the following year, he shot 45%.
Yeah.
How about that? Well,
made a mistake trading him.
They did? No, I don't know about that. No, but look, he was that was the Show You Love team.
Yeah. Love those guys, Spencer Hawes and Thad and Iggy and Lou and Drew and Mo Buckets.
Oh, I love Mo Buckets.
Was Elton on that team? Elton's
with those
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elton was with those guys.
Yeah, he was the tail end. Was that the last teams before they blew it up? Mm-hmm. Was Hawes on that last team before they blew up the last Doug Collins team?
Yep.
Or
I think so, right? Or was he not here with Andrew Bynum and those guys?
I don't remember what year it is for that Bynum was here. Was he on the same team as Bynum? Maybe they brought him back for another year, but he was all right.
Oh, Spencer?
Yeah, he was.
Listen, that was rough times.
Oh, man, was that rough times.
They drove us to the process. That's what drove us to the process.
Right. But that's what I said to any person that didn't understand what the 76ers were doing. Like, it was like, it was right. an easy explanation to me. Like, look where the 76ers are. What do you want them to do? They just re-signed Iggy and they signed Elton Brand, and it put them in the same muck where they were before. They were just good enough to make the playoffs, but not good enough to do anything else. Yep. And you want them to now go out and sign some other free agent that's not going to be good enough? Like, that's the worst place to be.
Now, we were all on the same page. We needed a young star. And the only way you were going to get it is by being bad enough to get somebody at the top of the draft.
And look where they are now.
It just took longer than it was supposed to.
Yep.
Yeah, but it was the right.
It was the right move ultimately.
It hit me last night. I swear I thought about that, and I wanted to tweet it, right? Like, this is what the process was for.
Yeah, the way that Joel Embiid's been playing,
man,
this year is the process.
That is why you did it. Yep. And the only reason why I didn't tweet it, because I didn't want to slight Ben. I didn't want Ben Simmons fans being slighted. Because he was part of the process, too.
He was.
And he was the number one overall pick. But it was to get a player like Joel Embiid.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why we did it.
Yep. And it's a damn shame they wasted another high draft pick on Markel right. Fultz and then got nothing back for him. Because then we're not talking about a trade.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
De'Aaron Fox is here, who they very easily could have drafted instead of Fultz.
Or was Fox, I mean, not Fox, Mitchell, wasn't he a part of that draft? Wasn't that the Markel Fultz draft?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the year before Ben.
Yeah, so we could have took Donovan Mitchell in that draft. I mean, wouldn't have taken him number one overall.
No, but just.
But in reality, he was the same position as Markel Fultz.
Yep.
A combo guard.
Yep.
That's what Markel Fultz was supposed to be.
Yep. Yeah, handle the ball, shoot, everything else. Take the pressure off Ben because Ben wasn't really a true point guard.
Shooter,
yeah, I mean, it made sense why they did what they did. They just picked the wrong player.
It didn't work
out,
yeah.
Yeah, and then they had confirmation bias when he got in the building. Like, watching his workout video is like,
never
forget
him rolling up with the Chick-fil-A bags.
And he was like missing every shot.
Shoes untied and everything.
Yep, he looked like an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old.
He did. Yep.
Looked like a kid coming in there.
Yep.
And he stepped into Philadelphia, and we talk about how hard it is to play here. He had pretty much no chance.
Yeah, but then, you know, but then the patronizing when he made a little jumper. Like,
hell yeah.
He got it pretty good here.
No, he wasn't ripped at all. He was supported.
Yeah, it went bad so fast, you almost felt bad ripping him. You couldn't rip him.
Yeah, yeah.
We were confused. We didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, he had,
like, how somebody forget how to shoot the ball?
Yeah, he had no chance.
And I think Chris and I think it was me and Chris, who had the trainer on the show with us.
You did.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. He made the situation worse.
He blamed the Sixers. Yeah.
Well, and then Colangelo went on and blamed HIPAA laws, remember?
Yes.
I forgot about that. Yes. That was that. Yes.
I mean, think about that. And then Colangelo had burner accounts where he was ripping the players.
Oh, that was great time.
Due to various constraints, including HIPAA laws.
That was with you and Chris,
I'll
right?
I'll never forget it.
Because I remember driving in the car screaming at the radio saying, HIPAA laws? What are you talking about? HIPAA
we talk
laws.
About injuries all the time.
I looked at Chris and said, HIPAA laws? We were at Chickies and Pete's.
What?
I'm like, hold on, I'm a former player. My injuries get talked about all the time. We can't talk about a player's injury.
In fact, it's required. It's required. Teams get in trouble for not telling about injuries. All these teams that lie about injuries and everything. Tom Brady had knee surgery. They never even mentioned he had a knee injury.
The first time I heard about a HIPAA law.
Here's a full cut.
Due to various constraints, including HIPAA laws and, you know, privacy for the athletes, concern for, you know, people involved, whether it's, you know, agents, friends, other. I think you just need to be content with us doing everything possible to put him in the best position possible to return to the basketball court.
What?
Yeah. Well, everything he said after the HIPAA laws made sense. He was just trying to look out for the young man. But at that point, it was over. It was over. Coming up, we have some phone calls.
You know what that was? That was after the party, right? That was after the Meek Mill concert.
Was that what it was?
Oh, is that when?
That's what it was. You're right. 215-592-9494. We see you, T. Andy. We'll get to you on the other side. More phone calls as well. And Marks and Reese text line. That's next.
Hey, add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge. Now, there's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique, fun bet types like same-game parlay, and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they'll get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. And you know, listen, FanDuel, I've been on FanDuel all year long, and for reasons like this. It's easy to use, fast withdrawals. Guess what? When you win, then we'll get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. One of my favorites, the odds boost and the specials are how you really make your come up on FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. All you got to do is place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win your first bet. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you get to keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Now, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Ike so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark Schuller's. Mark Schuller's in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. They're the home team. So if you're shopping for a diamond engagement ring, that is the place to go. Mark Schuller's online, marks-jewelers.com. We'll finish up with your phone calls, but let's go to the Marks and Reese text line, Jack Fritz.
Text line.
Everything you said about Harper, you never asked that bum Wentz to step up, Ike. Joe from New Hope.
Well, I actually did ask Wentz to step up. I certainly did.
Mm. Well, so the Bryce Harper conversation is very, very interesting, and mm-hmm. you gave a you know, kind of a passionate little rant about, yeah, like, hey, how come no one on the Phillies has any kind of personal responsibility for stepping up, yeah, and getting this team in the playoffs this year?
And by the way, Wentz has had an MVP caliber season as a Philadelphia sports athlete.
Mm. Harper hasn't done that yet?
No, he has not.
I would agree. What's next?
Yeah, you like all this offense, don't you? The potted plant from Clearwater.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
What was the final score today there?
15, right?
15-0.
Didn't Mickey Moniak have two?
My good close friend Mickey Moniak had two homers.
We need a nickname for him.
How's it Mickey?
Well, I mean, I need something else.
I don't know if
I'll work on it.
I don't know if he's not there yet. Yeah, we need to make sure he can hit one in a game first.
Like, I wouldn't worry about it. That wind must have been blown out to right field today because there was a lot of home runs.
Well, the Yankees scored zero runs, so.
Well, good point.
Ooh.
Good point.
How about that?
Uh-oh. Don't let the Phils get hot.
What's next?
Greatest Philly sports quote of all time comes from a radio broadcast from 1962 featuring the late, great Bill Campbell. The most amazing scoring performance of all time. 100 points by the Big Dipper. Scott from Delco.
Yeah.
What do you got to say to that, Jack?
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, it was a good, I mean, it was resurfaced in 1988, so maybe they redid it. Who knows?
Isn't that crazy? It was not redone in 1988. Just listen. Listen. Just be careful, because what you're doing is you're talking about an iconic athlete. Now you're talking about an iconic broadcaster in Bill Campbell that was a part of the fabric of this radio station.
That's right.
All right. So just listen. Just relax. We're going along with the bit, and it's funny, and you're doing a good job with it, but don't go too far. All right? What's next?
John, again with the years. FDR's quote was in 1933 at his first inauguration speech. Mike in Birdsboro.
Yeah, 1918 would have been Teddy Roosevelt, I guess.
Hey, it's all right.
FDR was in the 30s. I don't know where that came from. But it was March, because they used to have the inauguration in March. Now it's in January.
Listen, we're all about accuracy around here.
Yeah, listen.
That's why the listeners hold us accountable.
Donovan Chespat, it's on me. What's next?
Can we replace Jack with Chuck from Mount Airy? Signed, Everyone from Everywhere.
Can we get a Chuck drop on the board?
It's hard to find one, isn't it?
There's a lot. It's just like, the phone call drops are always harder. You know, I like them cleaner.
Right.
Even when you guys were at Chickie's, like, it was harder to get good drops.
Yeah, so. But we have this.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah, that was pretty clean. I agree.
We just have to listen for one, right? Because I agree with you. There's not a clean one. We almost have to bait him to try to get something.
Right? Well, actually, I do have the one where he calls you
weird.
One.
You have the one where he calls me weird?
Yeah, I'll get it in a second.
All right, what's next?
My favorite quote is, "It is better to remain silent and thought to be a fool than to speak up and remove all doubt." Wilt Chamberlain from Heaven.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Text line.
That's a good one from Wilt.
We like this whole podcast with Inge and Chuck. We gotta just give me Chuck's number and I'm gonna work it out. All right, so we need to get him moving on stuff. We need more drops. We need more Chuck content. Right, like him calling a couple times a week isn't enough for me.
Well, it is for most of us.
No, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't need more of it on the air here. But we.
No offense, Chuck, but
you have enough, Chuck. You don't need more, Chuck. You need less, Chuck. Or
Johnny Mark, you got some of the weirdest questions.
I'm sure.
There you go.
Yeah, but it was clean because I laughed over it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I need to know that when he's saying something, we're gonna leave it alone. All right, T in Collegeville. T, how are you?
Johnny Moore, you got some of the weirdest points. What's up, old hey, young buck, man? How y'all doing?
How are
man?
You?
What's up, T?
Hey, y'all hold. I'm sorry, baby. I got you, though. Much love. What I want to say is, man, how far are we going to let Jack go with all this, man? Like, is there a point where, like, he tries to come at Sonny Hill or, like, Ray did it in the South Beach second? That's what I want to know, man. Y'all be letting at least loose on this kid, man, and let him just go. And
hey, T.
Every month it gets a little bit stronger. You know what I'm saying? It's getting a little bit this year. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And another thing is, too, man, you know, Johnny Marks, man, you're the leader of infatuations, man. Yeah, I've just been thinking about on hold right now. How many infatuations you had over the past couple of years with callers, man? And Chuck is your newest thing, man. Like, does he twirl his hair when he talks about Chuck, man? You know what I'm saying, man? He was Herb before, and it was Indian. I like all these callers. There ain't no jealousy. I respect all of them. I like them, too.
Well, it's my favorite part of doing a radio show are the callers and the great callers
no,
that you
no,
get.
No, that ain't no favorite part. That's your favorite man of the month, baby. God.
Well, I mean, maybe at one point I was infatuated with you, T.
There you go.
No, you never were. No, I just got under your skin, and then you ended up getting used to me. I was your flavor the month.
Well, no, T, you had to, like, you came around on what the rules and regulations were on the Marks and Reese show, all right?
Well, look, man, all I know is, man, sometimes, man, this whole thing just be madder than a cat getting baptized. You know what I'm saying, fellas?
T's all
right, T, appreciate it.
He's all on it, man. See, now, T's too prideful to say it, but T's been riding with us for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the Marks and Reese show.
Mm-hmm. He was almost the Marks and Reese caller of the year, but
exactly.
Then he called
Jillian well, listen, listen, listen. Now, T, Jack, shut up. He's already on top of you as it is. T is basically saying there's a lot of love being shown to callers out there, and not him.
Yeah, you know what? T is kind of like the Bronco, right? You know, and Marks is like Howie, where he keeps like Hertz right, is the new
Chuck
in Mount Airy. And T just wants the love.
That's all he wants.
And
man.
And for the record, I would never disrespect Sonny Hill or Ray Dittinger.
No, we know that.
I mean,
yes.
till after, like, because you can do it to Will because he's not here anymore. He's not alive, so he can't he can't call you on it, right? Anyway, Andy from Deptford. Andy, how are you?
What's up, Andy?
Yo, my guys, what's good? How we doing,
Andy?
Hey, man, big up to T, man. T always showing love. Mm-hmm. At the fantasy draft, T got me a beer and a shot. I'm like, my guy, man, that's what's up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, a beer and a shot. Man, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. T, you my man. You always showing love, guys.
So, T and Andy are both now eligible to get back in the fantasy football league this year, Ike, because they weren't in last year. Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah, you got to get them bums, Mad Mike. That guy is just—he just breathes depression, man. I don't even think he's an Eagles fan. Every time he comes on, I'm like, damn, he drinks that haterade.
Hold on, did Mad Mike win it this year?
No, Justin in Tennessee won it.
Oh, Justin won it. Okay.
But Mike was in second.
In there. Yeah. You got fellas in there making some deer jerky that took the crown. Jeez.
Deer jerky.
But, Ike, you asked a question earlier.
Yes.
That no vets pretty much throw any shade on Carson on his leadership ability, right?
Mm-hmm.
A better question would be, after that Houston game and he got hurt, which player on the roster came out supporting him saying, you know, that's my guy. That's Houston my quarterback. Guy? We win or lose with Carson. He's going to take it where we gotta go.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm just
nobody.
Listen. Here's what I do. When a guy has an opportunity to speak about a guy, either in a glowing fashion or say very little in a glowing manner, then and he chooses to speak about him in a glowing fashion, I take something from that. That's all I'm saying. I take less from anonymous sources. I take less from that. You know, some other people can choose to put all of their stock into anonymous sources. I choose to take more stock in the guys who actually speak on record that have been here, that are true Eagles. You know the guy that I don't like, that I don't consider him a true Eagle. He's been here 4 years, but he wasn't drafted here. And he's the guy that's been alleged to and leaked stuff that has caused controversy for this team in their tough times. That's what happens with guys who don't have the investment in the organization, like a Brandon Graham, a Fletcher Cox, a Jason Kelsey, a Jason Peters, Lane Johnson. That's why those guys don't do those type of things.
Right.
That's why guys who came here as a free agent or been here 1 year, they're more apt to do that. That's why a guy like Orlando Scandrick has no problem doing and saying the things he said.
Yeah, because he's not an Eagle.
Yeah, he's not an Eagle, but guys that have been here and built up this organization and take pride in being called an Eagle, they're not going to tear the team down. They're not going to do things that will cause friction and turmoil. They're not going to add to it. They're going to try to pour water on it. They're going to try to calm it down.
Mm.
Those are the type of guys you want in your locker room. Those are the guys that I'll listen to. It doesn't mean that Carson was a great teammate. It just means maybe he wasn't as bad as some people tried to exaggerate and say that he was. That's all.
After the big win last night, Joel Embiid feeling good, naming names, including who's coming up next with Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin.
Howard Eskin?
That's the his name, that's his name. Listen, it's not a star athlete that's played in this town. It doesn't know Howard Eskin.
That's true.
He makes sure that they know.
And they do.
Yes.
Allen Iverson actually thanked him, didn't he, in his retirement speech?
There you go.
So Giglio is riding with the King, and then Jill will take you through the rest
it's
of the night.
It's funny to me, too.
And we are back on a Friday. We almost made it, Ike.
Yes, sir.
Everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See
you. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.